I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-50 season for Shohei Ohtani, which is, everybody likes home runs. And yeah, I mean, he's got 50 of them. So, I mean, there's that. Like, there was the conversation that we had off air with you and Mitch about what was more impressive, the Aaron Judge American League home run record or whether it was what Shohei Ohtani was doing. And I'm like, man, when you really put in it, overall skill, it has to be Shohei Ohtani. But everybody likes home runs, so they just like dingers. What gets the notice is the home runs, but what Shohei Ohtani did, I mean, that's 50-50.
Had he even come close to this kind of bases-stealing prowess?
I'd have to go back and look at his numbers, but like to this level, I don't think so.
I mean, I remember what, Jose Canseco had 40 and 40, right? And that was a huge, huge deal. I know they made it easier to steal bases this year.
The most stolen bases Ohtani had before this was 26 back in 2021.
So he's just like, hey, you know what? I'm not pitching anymore. I'm going to decide to go crazy and steal bases.
Which is unbelievable.
Now, are stolen bases way up around baseball? So are we going to look at this era now and change how we think about stolen bases? You know, because it was weird when I was young and I was playing RBI baseball, Kenny, and the Cardinals had like three guys who could steal 100 bases.
Tom Herr, yeah.
100 bases. Now, you know, we clearly are not, you know, the sport is completely different than it used to be. But this year, they did make it easier to steal bases than in prior years, right? With the bigger...
Yeah, well, I was listening, I was watching yesterday, for example, and I think it's because of the new rule where you can only throw back once. So now it's like, well, you throw back once, we know what you're doing now, so you can either go or not. So
now, and guys that could take advantage of it can really take advantage.
Now it's more on the catcher. Like when they brought in Miles Straw, would that have been the eighth inning, I think it was? Maybe the eighth or maybe the ninth. Because Johnkenzie Noel got on, and then they subbed out Johnkenzie Noel for Miles Straw, and I'm starting to blank out about which inning it was. But it's like, well, if there's a team to run on, it's the Twins. They've thrown out like some like 14%. Like they just get run on all the time. So it was worth trying that out. I'm like, man, that's such an obscene number that guys don't get thrown out. And then you look across the league, it's like, yeah, a lot of guys are stealing bases. I think it's probably because of that. Like you can't check them over at first base over and over and over and over and over again to the point where they're just going to be like, okay, fine, I'm just going to be held. Like if you throw back once, like that's, we know what you're doing in that sense.
So Ohtani last night was, this is incredible. I know the Marlins are terrible. They're not quite White Sox terrible, but they are really, really bad. He was 6-for-6. He scored 4 runs.
My God.
He had 3 home runs.
That is Herculean.
And he had 10 RBI.
10.
And he had the stolen base.
So he's 50-50.
51-50 right now.
The question is,
he had 3 homers.
How much Shohei Ohtani have you seen, or the general public?
Oh, no, in real time, 0 games this year.
How many people?
No, other than the Guardians games where he did make us pay anytime we pitched to him.
How many people have seen an entire game of Shohei Ohtani not play in their favorite team?
Yeah. It's not.
Is it a West Coast deal?
It totally is. It was a killer, I think, to Major League Baseball that he stayed on the West Coast. So, it was good that he went to the Dodgers if he was gonna stay out there, but it was a killer that he didn't go to the to one of these teams.
So you know, what is the dominance? Because this is as dominant as it gets. I mean, you're talking about 10 RBIs last night, for crying out loud. Nine, again, the Marlins aren't that good, but still professional baseball, for crying out loud. You got that many guys who have been dominant in their sport. This is Wilt Chamberlain stuff. And Wilt Chamberlain played in a different era of basketball. Like, that's what that is. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong.
Well, it's not. Well, but what do you mean because he pitches too?
Because he does everything.
Are you talking about his hitting?
Because the hitting, everything, the defense. But, I mean, going out there and being able to not just hit home runs, but also steal, and to be that good, And now you're playing for a team that actually it has a chance. I mean, good God, what have they lost? 91 games with the Angels so far this year, I think it is. Now you're playing for a team that actually has a chance. They've won 91 games this year with the Dodgers. They're 91-62. It's the actual reverse. They have lost 91 games with the Angels. So you're playing in the same area. I know it's really not close, but either way. You're playing in the same area. You have that much of a change, but I think because of how regional baseball is, like if he played for the Los Angeles Rams and played football, he'd be the biggest thing going right now. If he played for the Lakers, clearly he'd be the biggest thing going right now. But he plays for the Dodgers, and I think we look at our phones, we see highlights, and that's it. And I think that robs some of the experience because we see football highlights all the time, but I think a lot of people just at least have it on in the background. I think that robs the experience of what Shohei Ohtani is.
Yeah.
I mean, we are seeing quite possibly the greatest player who's ever played the game.
Well, I say that because, or I would agree with you when you're throwing in the fact that he can pitch. I know he's not pitching this year. Barry Bonds is still far more dominant at the plate.
But baseball was a different time then.
Yeah.
Where they did live cut-ins and you watched those games. It was right off the heels or during the chase for Roger Maris. Baseball was as big as it's ever been.
The cut-ins were so amazing and people were dialed in and then everybody was watching SportsCenter during that time. And now, you know, people are just kind of seeing highlights.
Exactly.
But I wonder if that adds to his mythical figure. And I'm talking about Shohei here. Because if all you're seeing are the highlights, then you don't think the guy's ever gotten out. Like you're not sitting there taking in, you know, entire game with the Dodgers if you live on the East Coast. And we still have way more people living on the East Coast and in the Midwest than on the West Coast.
Let me ask you this. Does it then change maybe where he becomes a creature of mythology almost like Bo Jackson was? I know we've been down that road, but there's all the stories about the things that Bo Jackson did in high school and before he was on national television all the time and just how great of an athlete he is. Well, now everything's on camera, but you only see these highlights, and I think it's exactly what you said. You never see him look bad. He never looks bad.
Right.
He never looks like an idiot. He's a great baseball player.
And then you're seeing him strike out the side. You know, when he's pitching and he's on, I mean, that is a freak were watching.
A guy like Steph Curry, you're playing at a high level at all times, and even on the West Coast games where guys like you and me are asleep because we got morning shows, a lot of people are watching because I want to see how this changes inside the NBA. It's an experience. Football, we've talked about. Baseball, again, the uber regional feeling of it might hurt that legacy in some way.
Yeah, I totally
baseball
agree.
Baseball fans not, but everybody else, yeah.
I know we got to go. I just would ask, I'd beg any people that are under the age of 25 listening to us right now, and if you are blown away, as you should be, by what Shohei is doing, go compare the numbers to Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds slugging, on base, all of it. It is his war. It crushes Ohtani. And that tells you how ridiculous Barry Bonds was.
One guy was allegedly with Balco. The other guy, his interpreter liked to bet on the ponies.
Mm-hmm.
You take the good with the
bad. It's always going to be a scandal, right?
There's always going to be something. No one's perfect.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.